You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Obataya takes on Noel Michalian. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount+ subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
Darusha Eats, brought to you by our friends from the Minnesota Pork Board. I was in Rochester overnight, and last night I went right after the show. I posted about it on social media, and we're going to talk about this next hour, but oh my gosh, like hundreds of recommendations of where to go in Rochester from people, which is amazing. So fun. One of the recommendations was a rooftop patio that's operated by a group called Bitter and Poor, and they have a speakeasy and then a rooftop. And so I go to dinner, then I go to the speakeasy, then I check into my hotel, and then I'm like, it's 10:30. You know what? I'm going to wander over to the rooftop. And guess what? It was open. Which today is noteworthy, because don't you feel like in Minneapolis and in St. Paul, not on the weekend, but even sometimes on the weekend, I feel like it's early to bed these days, post-COVID, that we shutter down pretty much 9 o'clock? Where is your late night spot for food or for drink? Or do you care? Are you like, Jason, I go to bed at 9 o'clock anyway? 651-461-9226. Here's what I posted on TikTok last night.
Question for you. It is Wednesday. It is almost 11 p.m. and I'm at a rooftop in Rochester. Freaky Minneapolis and St. Paul shut down at like 9:30 now, and Rochester is happening.
And I almost wanted to say,
what?
Is Rochester cooler than Minneapolis and St. Paul? Am I being melodramatic about this? There was a time when, like, if you went, like, tonight I'm going to see Dirty Dancing at the Ordway. When Dirty Dancing is done, if I wanted to go get a drink at the St. Paul Hotel, St. Paul Grill, I'm pretty sure they close. When does the grill close? The grill is open until 9:30, Monday through Saturday. 9:30. Can we be a proper town if so much of it closes so dang early? Now, Jeff in Maple Grove says the Lookout in Maple Grove is always open when you need it to be. The Lookout is open till 1 a.m. tonight. Do we need the Lookout to be open till 1 a.m.? Maybe so. I understand why restaurants have done this. If you ran a restaurant, if Dan Cook ran a restaurant, would you call it Dan Cook's?
I don't know. That doesn't seem like a very restaurant-y name, does it?
Well, there's like Ted Cook's, the barbecue place. Ted Cook's 19th Hole. It's a good name. Dan Cook's.
I guess.
The name is Cook's. What are you talking about that's a bad
name?
Well,
I don't. First of all,
it's a restaurant that would have the name Cook. Brilliant.
Eh.
There used to be a restaurant in St. Paul called Cook St. Paul.
See, then it's derivative. I don't want to steal any of somebody else's idea.
It's your dang name. So here's why it doesn't work. And I don't know what the fix to this is, but what I'm pointing out is something that is a frustration for me. And maybe it is for you, maybe it is not. At 651-461-9226. For restaurants, if you're open late, you know, maybe you sell a little food. It's not the rush, right? 10 o'clock. How many people are eating food at 10 o'clock if you're open? Not a lot. So you're paying a cook, you're paying a dishwasher, you're paying a server. So you're paying labor. You're keeping the restaurant open. And you're irritating your staff. Because people like not working till midnight or 1, you know? I just think it's weird that everything seems to close at 9 p.m. The Lexington in St. Paul, I think that closes at 9 on weekdays, 10 on weekend. Like, what are we? It's embarrassing. Texters at 651-461-9226. Too much crime downtown to stay open late. We just did a segment on crime. I'm not soft on crime. That is not why restaurants are closing early.
No, but the next reason might have a good chunk to do with it, and based on the point that you just made.
The next texter says which?
The reason the restaurants in Minneapolis and St. Paul close early is because the minimum wage to pay.
Maybe. You're talking about doing the math.
You're not
right?
selling that much food.
Yeah.
You're paying much more for your servers and your dishwashers and all those people than somebody out in the suburbs would.
It's harder to justify.
It's just harder to make ends meet.
I think part of why Rochester, and it's not like all of Rochester is bumping late at night, but because it's such a Mayo Clinic town, like I talked with Jamie Yukas, my former co-anchor at Channel 4, who started her career as a reporter in Rochester, and she said she loved working in Rochester because everything was open after 10. And it's because it's a company town, and the company is Mayo. So those doctors want somewhere to go after work. I thought that was interesting. I hadn't thought about that as a possible reason. Texter says, preach, Jason. I love the St. Paul Hotel Bar, but the closing time is just absurd. Chicago area guy, been here 30 years now and still scratching my head at the closing time lunacy when in the mood for a late night lowball out with the wife, says Beardtown Pete. Like, I don't understand. Well, I do understand it. I don't like it. That's what I'm saying. I get it. If I were a restaurant owner, you're like, am I supposed to do this just to make the town cooler? And I guess I would say, yes, could you guys do something to make our town a little cooler? We need a little injection of cool. Now, texters are responding to the idea of if Dan Cook owned a restaurant, what should we call it? I liked this topic, too, at 651-461-9226. So if you're opening, now I think Dan Cook, it should be eponymous. Is that the correct term? Eponymous?
Sure.
Where you would name it after yourself.
After myself.
Dan Cook.
We would serve three things.
Okay.
Pizza.
Yep.
Burgers.
Yep.
Chicken tenders. You want something else? Go somewhere else.
Would you allow modifications to the burger, toppings to the burger?
Slight. And very basic.
Cheese?
Sure.
Any varieties of cheese, like pepper jack, or is that too fancy?
No, they'd be like American cheddar. Take your pick. Let's go. Bacon. Bacon would be allowed.
Any sort of
sauce? Thank you, pork board.
No sauce.
If it rhymes with aioli, no.
Texter says, if Dan Cook owned a restaurant, it should be called the Debbie Downer.
I like that name better than Dan Cook's, I'll tell you that.
Now, Vanita just texted in and said the Lex may close early, but if you get there late and run into Vanita and Jason, her husband, you may get a bonus late night happy hour. That did happen with Alyssa and I one night, where we ran into Vanita and Jason, and then I believe we just invited ourselves over to her house. And I probably stayed longer than it was welcome. But we had a wonderful time.
That tracks.
Vanita has a wonderful house. She's a great hostess. She rolled out the red carpet. It was very nice. Actually, her house may be the best bar in St. Paul right now. At least it's got the best hours. You want to show up there. I do think, oh, this is interesting. Texas say I work at a place that has a differential pay bump for those that work the weekend. Restaurants should do the same for those that work after 8 p.m. Another texter says, why don't theaters have bars for people to go to there? That actually is very interesting. Like, you know, Hennepin Theater Trust just announced that they're renovating that building at 9th and Hennepin that just has offices or whatever. They're putting more bathrooms in there so you don't have those giant lines for bathrooms at intermission. But the idea of, like, would it make sense for them to open up a spot? I don't know.
I'm sorry.
All right. What is making... Oh, this is very good. All right. Two topics. Keep the text coming at 651-461-9226. Do you have a late night spot? Are you with me that you're annoyed that Minnesota, Minneapolis, and St. Paul seem to roll up the streets at 9 or 10 p.m.? And if Dan Cook were to open a restaurant, what would you name it? All of that at 651-461-9226.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Opetaia takes on Noel Michalian. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount Plus subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
Late night dining. I want more of it. Jason, I couldn't agree more. Bring back the jukebox Saturday night. Another texter says, nothing good happens after 10 p.m. And no, I'm not old. Texter says, the Nankin was always open to 1 or 2 a.m. Now you can't get a bite to eat past 9 o'clock on a weeknight. Now, Carl at the Perkins, I'm 494 in France. Perkins was like my high school hangout. We're open 24 hours because, like, we would, like, nerdy theater kids. I know you're shocked to hear that I was a theater kid. They're open 24 hours and serve beer and wine till midnight. That sounds pretty good, actually. For Dan's restaurant, it should be called the All Nighter. And you can always drink at Mystic Lake 24/7. That's there is that. Danny's Cookery. Danny Cooks.
No.
Danny Cooks is pretty good. Do you not like Danny?
Yeah, not a big fan.
As a restaurant owner, I could tell you that COVID killed the late night. I think that's right. COVID did kill the late night. And a lot of it is the diner. But here's the problem. If you don't build it, you don't know if they will come. And I get it. Like, do you want to spend money to be open? Do you want to spend $2,000 to be open and maybe bring in $3,000 or $4,000?
Yeah.
Because employees like being done early, too. The problems you're talking about today are a direct result of the people that St. Paul and Minneapolis elect, the city council, the county boards, the mayors. Another texter says that crime is part of the reason. Now, the restaurant owner just said it was COVID. I do think crime is a factor in that, but it goes to this whole circular logic. Is it, are the people staying away because crime has them staying away, or are they staying away because nothing's open? Continental Diamond, time check, 4:57. They're always open at continentaldiamond.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Opetaia takes on Noel Michalian. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount Plus subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.